Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, lay this case out, Chris, that you were trying to lay out for me via email last night. We're going back and forth on this. Lay this case out about Bud Dupree in... Maybe he's played his way into something bigger.
Maybe. I look, it would require, we talked about a lot of dominoes falling in the right way to make Marc-Andre Fleury a Pittsburgh Penguin again. You would need a lot of dominoes to fall into place for this to work. But bear with me for just a moment. If Bud Dupree continues to play for the rest of the regular season like he has for the first 2 weeks, when, to be quite honest, he's just been a beast. He's been phenomenal. As good as T.J. Watt. Again, the bookend pass rushers that every defense would love to have. But would it make it worth it to consider a second franchise tag? Now, this would be in a year where the cap may be only $175 million and your quarterback's got a $40 million cap hit coming. Next to impossible, because the number would be $19 million, thereabouts, on what they would have to give Bud Dupree if they tagged him a second time. You'd have to restructure Ben beyond what's supposed to be his final year. You'd have to decline Vance McDonald's option. You'd have to let Juju, James Conner, Al Villanueva, Zach Banner, Tyson Alualu, Cam Sutton, Mike Hilton all walk, because you wouldn't be able to fit him in under the cap, assuming it remains 175, and maybe even a couple more small machinations. But if Bud Dupree has a defensive player of the year level season, which you could argue through the first 2 weeks he's been close to that, and this team becomes increasingly about what they do defensively, wreaking havoc on opposing offenses week to week, Sunday to Sunday, would it be worth it to consider it?
Maybe, but there's still going to be the back end that you're going to have to pay eventually. See what I'm saying?
No doubt. It's not that one. No doubt. It wouldn't be. It would only make sense, I think, in all honesty, if you thought you could get a legitimate extension worked out with him, and that it wasn't just to keep him around for one more year at a ridiculous
salary. Can I also tell
you
why you can't do it? Because you just drafted Claypool, and you insulated yourself from thinking that he's already one and done here. It's this year and it's over. This is the victory lap. Bud Dupree's song is, or excuse me, I said Claypool. I apologize. I meant
Highsmith. No, that's okay. I just wanted to be clear.
Yes, Highsmith, because you've already drafted Highsmith and you have backfilled, much like you drafted Claypool in the Juju situation.
Right.
Kind of sort of same kind of thing, a little bit different, but you feel what I'm saying here, that you've already kind of taken that position with the understanding that the big dog, or one of the big dogs at that position, could be annexing his way out to somewhere else. And I think that that's what's up. When you took Highsmith out of Charlotte, you're living with the understanding that Bud Dupree is it. And
is done.
When you outlined all that you'd have to forego, that's a lot in order to just keep one guy.
You're right. And look, I agree with you. This is more of a thought exercise, I think, than anything else. But when we look at the names that I threw out there that you would have to let walk, right? Like Vance McDonald, you would have to decline his option. Okay, you've got Eric Ebron. You'd have to let Juju walk. Okay, you've got Deontay Johnson, James Washington, Chase Claypool. You'd have to let James Conner walk. All right, we got Benny Snell. Hopefully he learns to hold on to the football, and Anthony McFarland Jr. You'd have to let Villanueva and Banner walk. All right, we got Chooks and maybe Filer moves back to tackle because we've got Kevin Dotson developing at guard. Here's the problem that I run into is you start to let more guys walk on the defensive side in order to make something crazy like this happen. Tyson Alualu, Cam Sutton, and most importantly, the guy I think may be the best nickelback in the league right now in Mike Hilton. And those would be the moves that would be, especially Hilton, would be really hard to swallow. And we're not even talking about now extending your quarterback out beyond what is supposed to be the end of his contract and tacking a couple more years on for him that take him now beyond 40.
Yeah, an interesting thought from the text line here. Is Dupree doing exactly the same thing that Dee Ford did? Capitalizing, like, having that year, having a great year, and capitalizing like Dee Ford did. That's a really good thought. And it might
I think it's why it might run in
parallel fashion.
Yeah, I just, you make the point. We talked about it as soon as the draft happened, and we've talked about it since then. Highsmith, and you can already see in Highsmith that there's something there, right, in just 2 weeks. The next logical progression is Bud walks, assuming they can't work out a team-friendly extension, which I don't think they will, because Bud will want to hit free agency, and he'll cash in, again, assuming he keeps playing like he has the last 18 games or so. And that's the next logical progression. Alex Highsmith takes over at that point. But I just caught myself wondering, and producer Matt and I talked about it briefly during a break yesterday. You know, could you make a case for a second tag? And I think if you're willing to take some bullets and swallow hard in a couple manners on a couple of really difficult decisions, you could make a case for it. But again, unless it leads to a legitimate contract extension, one more year of Bud Dupree at $19 million ends up hurting you more than it helps you.
Well, yeah, and especially because of what, you know, because the name Alualu is in there and because Mike Hilton's in there, that's too much to lose for me. It's just, that's too much. I know what Bud Dupree does for you right now, but to leverage the middle of that field like Alualu has been doing, it's just too much for me. It's just too much for me. Oh, and Mike Hilton has become irreplaceable in what he does. Draft and reload.
Yeah. I tend to agree, but it was just because so many of those offensive names that I mentioned you'd have to let walk are replaceable going into next year because of the way they've drafted and set things up at those positions. I found myself questioning it. But on the defensive side of the ball, if you're going to sell out for the defense, then do it at a couple of secondary positions. And I don't mean defensive secondary, but spots like Alualu's and Mike Hilton's, rather than selling out at the other pass rush spot when you've already drafted Highsmith.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.